T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
True Confessions. True
Confessions. We have another family / moral dilemma to address.
This should be fun and not awkward at all.
This one kind of reminds me a little bit of one we had not too long ago, where we talked with a couple that was selling their house. And at least we talked to the woman in the relationship. She said that her cousin essentially was like, "Dibs, you guys ever sell your house? You got to sell it to us."
Right.
But they could only afford
it. Got a little hairy.
They could only afford it for so much. And she realized that her and her husband could get it for a lot more than that.
Right.
This is similar in that, but it's obviously a less of amount of money, which almost makes it more difficult because we're not talking tens of thousands of dollars. We're talking hundreds, right?
Right. And a lower scale.
Yeah.
And this is a little different.
Yeah. Let's get the full story. We have our listener on with us this morning. Don't worry. Voice changer's fired up. Your identity is protected. Get us up to speed here. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Here's what I need to sort through with you. So, I can hardly speak. I'm so excited about the Luke Combs concert that's finally happening at CMAX next Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And originally, I don't even remember how long ago it was, I bought lawn seats for my husband and myself. And he's a gem. For my birthday, as a surprise, he bought 2 pavilion tickets.
Oh, sure.
Ooh, yes. All right. You moving on up.
Let me upgrade ya.
So, okay, we're going to the concert, but now we have these 2 extra lawn seats, and they're like a seriously hot ticket, as I probably don't need to tell you or anybody else.
Yeah, it's crazy right now, right? Like, what is this, like the StubHub market's going insane?
Ticketmaster, even the resale value.
Really?
Yeah, I just checked Ticketmaster, and like the cheapest price I saw for lawn seats was $200 a ticket. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Lawn seats.
Yeah, that's insane.
Is Jesus coming to this concert? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I want to sell these seats, because people want them. I want to sell them. Let's make a little bit of money.
The
lawn seats, yeah.
Make a better make a good situation even better.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Even better. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. That'll buy at least 4 beers at CMAC.
My husband tells his sister that we've got these extra lawn seats, and so she starts texting me that she wants them.
Mm.
But there's no way she can afford $200 a ticket. I mean, at most, she could give me maybe $200 for both, which is kind of what she's been hinting at offering. Like, I don't want to be a horrible human being, but, I mean, I could sell these tickets for $200 each.
Right.
But now, and, like, my husband, he just keeps saying, whatever you decide to do, you know, you bought the tickets. I don't want to get involved. I don't want this to become a thing. But, like, of course it is a thing.
Yeah, it's everything.
I don't know what to do, and I want to know what, like, listeners would do.
Okay, some important questions here. How big of a fan is she? I think that's pretty pressing, right?
Okay, I have one word. Obsessed. like, this is number one on her bucket list, I would guess.
Okay.
And she doesn't have a ticket.
So. Okay. I have a follow-up question. And again, I want to preface this by reminding you, you are on the voice changer, so no one is going to know who you are.
Right.
How much do you like your sister-in-law?
Oh, I love her. She's wonderful. And it's not that I don't. And I'm really, I mean, I don't want people to think like I'm, I don't know if I can say like cheap, you know what I mean? Cheap ass. But, we could make money on these tickets, so I don't know. I'm so torn. I don't know what to do.
Bree's initial thoughts.
When's her birthday?
Right. Yeah. Can you imagine? It's the day of the concert.
Right.
Would you? I feel it's my bleeding heart. I feel like I would. I think I would just.
Okay, I'm just gonna keep it real with you for just a sec.
Yeah.
You didn't buy these tickets for 200 a piece.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Right.
Especially if you bought them so long ago. There's just a surge right now, obviously. A little bit of inflation there. So, yes, there is a money-making opportunity. Obviously, you're talking to me, someone who loves to make money. But if this is her bucket list item,
yeah,
and your family, like, eat the 200 bucks, like, or try and work something out payment plan-wise with her. I mean, you're kind of going to look like an ass either way, but
yeah.
Or like if she has a boyfriend, talk to him. Maybe, I mean,
there's got to be something. There's got to be a way to work this out. Because just imagine. Okay, let's just say you go the route of you sell them and you get this money, and yay, that's great, and you can get, you know, whatever. You know she's going to be watching every Instagram story.
She's better.
She's gonna hold this against you, and it's not fair because. You know, they are your tickets. It is your decision. But I think it's tough to think that she wouldn't, right? So you got to ask yourself, what does this end up costing you in the long run? I mean, you said you guys have a good relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you have an opportunity to, like, make her life. This is a bucket list. You got to. You got to figure something out. I'm not saying giving it to her for free.
No.
But, like, figure something out. I don't know. Or maybe we're just being, you know, bleeding hearts over here, Breeze. I am curious what our listeners think about this one. If you want to share your thoughts, 585-222-9800. Would you figure out a way to get your sister-in-law into this concert? So, stand by, I guess. We'll see what people have to say.
That's a tough one, though, I feel for you.
Yeah, I mean...
Trust me, I'm not one to pass up any money-making opportunities, so...
Yeah, I get that. I get that, too. But what do you think? Was this what you wanted to hear from us? Or you wanted us to tell you, no,
yeah.
Sell them for as much as possible.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted us to say, right?
I don't know. I'm sometimes like, she would love it. It's the right thing to do. And then sometimes I hear about these people making so much money off of it. And, I mean, we don't have a ton of money either, but... I mean, we're certainly, you know, doing a little bit better than her, bless her heart. But I don't know. But then sometimes I'm like, we should make some money. Like, that would be so awesome.
Yeah. It's the moral internal battle.
Just okay, fine. You want to look at it from a numbers standpoint? Let's break it down real quick before we let you go. Just think.
Oh, yeah, because we're such a numbers show.
How much more money she's going to spend on you for birthday gifts over the course of your life. I think this will actually pay for itself.
Hmm.
Didn't think about it that way, did ya?
The kickback.
No.
I may have persuaded her to actually think this is a good idea. All right. We'll see what our listeners think and keep listening, okay?
Thank you.
A lot of people jumping in. Jeez.
What?
This texter. Tell her $200 and she owes you a drink in the concert.
Well,
I think that means for both, not just for one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This texter, money comes and goes. She's family. Give them to her. If not, you'll regret it. You can make money in so many other ways.
Right.
Another texter, you're pretty much saying $200 is worth more than your friendship or relationship, in my opinion, which is a tough spot to be in because, again, she didn't do anything necessarily wrong. She just has the opportunity to do something really good.
Right. This person says, sell to the sister-in-law for the price she paid. Not worth it in the long run. Do the right thing. Karma goes both ways. She'll get something back for this in the future.
Yep. Another texter. It's her bucket list. Her number one thing. Help her out. Give a discount or something. Honestly, if it was my sister-in-law, I'd just hook her up. And then she references the guy from Fast and the Furious saying, quote, it's family. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Good morning.
Hi. Can you hear me okay? I don't have a fancy speaker.
Oh, no. You're good. You're good. You wanted to jump in on the conversation we just had for Team PXY True Confessions. Again, talked to a woman who said that she got some Luke Combs lawn seats. And then for her birthday, her husband surprised her with tickets under the pavilion.
Under the shell.
And now she has a decision. Do I sell them for a gigantic profit or... do I either just give them or sell them at face value to the sister-in-law, who apparently this would be like her number one bucket list to see Luke Combs in concert?
Okay, so I think through the last year that we've had, it's proven that you're here today, gone tomorrow. She's family.
True.
Yeah. Sorry. Family always wins over money any day. It's a good deed. It's the right thing to do. It'll come back around tenfold.
True. Yeah, it is. It's think of it from the long game, right? It's the, not only is it the right thing to do, but, you know, I think I made that point to her right before we got off the phone with her. I mean, think of how better the birthday presents right. and holiday gifts are going to be. True. And just, I don't know, feeling good that you did that for somebody. Like, it would be one thing if she was just kind of like a fair weather fan or just didn't really care. Or if they didn't have a good relationship, then I would say maybe different. But those things she said were all in play. So, I don't know, it's kind of a no-brainer for me.
Exactly. For sure.
All right. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Great insight.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
That seems pretty easy, right?
She has to do it.
Yeah.
She has to do it. Like, I get it. There's a big money opportunity. It's kind of like when Dogecoin was a thing or crypto or whatever it is that no one talks about anymore because pretty sure it's illegal. But
nope, all false. People still talk about it, and it's definitely not illegal.
Definitely not as much as they did.
Yeah. Well, it's down a little bit right now, but there's that.
Yeah. I think that she needs to absolutely give her sister-in-law this opportunity.
Would you do it for free, or would you make her pay
anything?
For free?
No.
Not, really? You'd just
nope.
go...
What I paid for the tickets.
Oh, wow. You wouldn't just totally?
Totally what?
This is totally for free. You're saying no to that one?
No. No. What I paid for the tickets. Okay. So I get my money back.
Okay. Sounds good. Win-win for everyone.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.